Bob Prunella describes his time as Wrangell Borough manager as fruitful, challenging, and interesting.
We've done a lot of things. Some people think that I should have spent more time dealing with the daily nitty-gritty stuff, but quite frankly, we have excellent department heads and excellent staff people, which allowed me to go out and do things like fundraising and so forth, which, and I don't have a particular problem about where any one of my departments are today.
One of his biggest accomplishments under his watch was securing over $70 million in grants for projects in Wrangell. He also acknowledges that everything was not always great.
There have been some bumps in the road with councils and assemblies, or some individuals of councils and assemblies, and that comes with the job, as long as everyone's being honest, which sometimes they are and sometimes they're not.
For Prunella, retirement was somewhat involuntary, but he knew it eventually had to be done. At least that's what he and everyone else thought. The Wrangell Assembly unanimously voted at Tuesday's Assembly meeting to keep Prunella on as borough manager until they find a permanent replacement. Prunella says he was not surprised by the suggestion. He says part of his decision to stay was to help the borough get through the next few months.
There's some critical things going to happen probably in the next 3 months. Additional funding for downtown revitalization, making the final calls on what it's going to look like. Or what it's not going to look like if we don't find the funding. Decisions have to be made about what are we going to do with the Institute property. I think they need to start looking at that. We're trying to close the landfill, which is another project. Hopefully, and I think we have maybe enough funding now to do a lot of work on the Marine Service area, get that straightened away.
Prunella will serve as interim borough manager for at least two of those months. He says he is willing to stay on longer as long as he is available. 2 weeks ago, the finalists for the Wrangell borough manager position were announced. Five past and present city managers from five different states will be interviewing for the spot on Monday, June 8th. Until they do find the next borough manager, Prunella says he and his staff will go about business as usual.
You can't stop. There's no time now to stop and take a breath. We're on our way out of what I think is, which I know was a recession. There's still a lot of employment problems, but we're a little better off, quite a bit better off than we were, say, 8 years ago. And as far as the municipality is concerned, we're not raising taxes and we're not in the hole, and as compared to some other communities, even the state, so financially, the borough's in pretty darn good shape.
And as for all the spare time that he will have once he finally walks away?
Yeah, I'm looking for some part-time employment, maybe consulting would be an option. Can't golf because arthritis has killed me, literally, as far as golf. There'll always be hunting and fishing.
Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.